Sarukhan Parapay Mishnah Hey, Hysus Adeos, Ruach Convos, Olo. Somebody planted in his field convos, a type of spice or loaf, a type of onion, and now he had a change of heart. He wants to plant something else in the field. Lo Yehezo Rea Uba Algaben. He doesn't have the option of planting something else instead of the convos or loaf. And even if he wants to plow over the field to turn over the seeds of the convos or the loaf, it will not help. Shane and Osos, Elo the Shlosha Shunim. As the seeds of the convos or loaf does not rot, it stays underneath the ground for 3 years without rotting. So since it doesn't rot, it doesn't help to plow over the field. As even if you plow over the field, the seeds still will eventually sprout. So therefore, you can't plant anything else in this field for 3 years. Tvoisha Olobas Sviche Istus. Somebody planted grain in his field. And speaking of istis, started sprouting among the grain. Istis is a type of plant which is used for dyeing. You make a purple dye out of the istis. Now, sviche istis are istis that grew, even though you didn't plant it. Svichem are things that grow from the seeds that fall while you're harvesting. You didn't plant the istis, but some seeds fell while you were harvesting, and the istis started growing from those seeds. Shane, Malcolm, my grandma, Shalubah, Minim, Harbin, and so too. If in the place where you thresh your grain, different types of plants sprouted up. V'chein tilson shehela minei tzomcha. And so too, somebody who's growing tilson in his field, tilson is a type of pulp. Different grasses started growing among the tilson. Ein mechaibin oso lenachi. The chacham are not mechaib you to rip out the grasses from among the tilson, or to rip out the plant from the malkum granos, or to rip out the istis from the grain. The chacham are not mechaib you to do that, even though it's klayim, since all these things are bad for what you're growing. And the istis is bad for the grain. And the minim harbin, the different plants that sprouted up by the threshing floor, is also bad for the threshing floor. And those plants will cause cracks in the place where you're threshing, and that piece of land won't be good for threshing anymore. And so too, the mini tzomchin, the grasses that grow among the tilson, is not good for the tilson. So eventually you're going to rip it out anyway. So chacham are not mechayev you to rip it out. As chacham know, you're going to eventually rip it out anyway, since it's bad for you. Then nichei shokiseich, omrim lo offers a call chutz miminecha. If the person did start ripping out or cutting down some of the istis, or the plants or the grass that's growing among the tzvur, or the malkum granos, or the tilson, but he didn't rip out or cut down all of it, only some of it, in such a case, the chacham will be mechayev him to rip out or cut down all of it except for one min, so that it won't be klayim. The reason being is since he started ripping out or cutting down some of it, and the other part he left, he didn't rip out or cut down all of it, only some of it, so that shows that the part that he left, he wanted to. But since he started ripping it out and didn't complete it, obviously, he only wants to rip out some of it, and the rest of it he wants to leave there. But since he's showing us that he wants to leave some of it there, Chacham cannot allow him to leave it there, as it would be client, so the Chacham will be mechayev then to rip out or cut down all of it, except for one min, so that it won't be client. Second client by a base mission above. I write to Alasa Sedeo, Mesher, Mesher, Mikol Min. Somebody wants to plant in his field a number of rows, but each row will be a different type of produce. And he wants to leave enough space between each row so that it will not be climbed, as he can't plant different type of produce together in the field. You have to leave a certain amount of space between each row, since each row is a different type of produce. How much space should you leave between each row? Beshami Omer and Shlosha Tlamin Shalpatiyah. Beshami said, three furrows, the type of furrow that you made when you first start plowing the ground, which is an area of 2 amos by 3 amos, 2 amos width by 3 amos long. If you leave 2 amos wide by 3 amos long between each row, then you can go ahead and plant the rows close to each other at the end of the rows, as long as the middle of the row is an area of 2 amos wide by 3 amos long between each row. It's also the amount of space you need to leave between each row. When you plant a different type of produce in each row, is the width of the yoke that is used to plow fields in Sharon. Sharon was a place in Eretz Yisrael which was a valley, and the width of the yoke that is used in Sharon is wider than the yoke that is used elsewhere. And the Mishnah tells us that the amount of space that still all you have to leave is very close to the amount of space that Beis Shammai holds you have to leave. The difference between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in this Mishnah is minuscule.